We are now introducing Trifus Bryant, who is White House electrician. Mr. Bryant, how many years have you been at the White House?
Approximately 13 years.
So that would cover three administrations?
Yes, ma'am. This would be the fourth, counting President Johnson.
Yes, I see. And your job primarily is to work in the evenings, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Setting up lights or whenever?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on emergency call in case they have some elevator trouble or lights out in the building. It is more or less an emergency.
And can you by any chance remember the first time you met the president? Did that stick out in your mind for any particular reason?
Well, when I first met him, it's actually to carry a light in there when the photographers were taking a picture of him.
In his office?
In his office, yes, ma'am. And of course, you first see the president, well, you always get a big thrill out of him.
Yes. Yeah. Did he shake your hand or say hello to you? Do you remember?
Yes, ma'am, he has.
He has. And then with Mrs. Kennedy, do you by any chance remember when you first saw her?
She, right after we got the Pushenka, the Russian dog,
Excuse the interruption. The first time was...
Well, Miss Kennedy, it was right after we got the Russian dog, Pushenka, and she asked me would I mind taking the dog upstairs and let Caroline get used to the dog. So I went up the second floor in the living quarters and in Caroline's playroom and let her play with the dog, try to get used to the dog.
Did they receive Pushenka fairly soon after they moved to the White House? Do you remember? Pushenka came maybe in June after the inauguration.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you find that Mrs. Kennedy was very interested in dogs and she liked animals?
Yes, ma'am. She's very interested in animals.
Do you remember how many dogs the family had?
Yes, ma'am.
Were their names?
Clipper, Wolf, Charlie, Shannon, and Pushenka. And Pushenka had four pups, and their names were Blackie, Butterfly, White Tip, and Streaker.
Did the dogs all get along well together, or at times were they?
Yes, ma'am, they got along good, but once in a while, Charlie would get a little bit jealous of Wolf, which was Miss Kennedy's dog.
Yes.
They are like humans, they get jealous too.
Yes. And someone told me that the president really enjoyed the dogs, and they rather distracted him from the daily pressures of his life. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, ma'am. He would pet the dogs, like when he come in on a helicopter from a trip. Well, I'd try to have the dogs out there, and he would get off the helicopter, walk straight to the dogs and pet them, and ask how they would get along, and before he went into the overroom of the house.
Do you ever remember what sort of questions he asked you about the dogs when he come to see you? Would he sort of mention how they were? Or?
The president would fire questions to me. How long would the pups keep their eyes closed? When they would be on solid food? And when could they walk? When could they go out on the lawn? Would the color of their eyes change? Would they have short or long hair? When should they get their shots and so forth? I would try to guess what questions he would ask me later, so I would call the veterinarian, Dr. McKeown, and load up on future answers.
So in other words, he really was extremely interested. Do you think he favored one dog from the others, or did he just like all of them?
He liked all the dogs. Of course, Charlie was their first dog, and when they got Wolf, he liked him a lot. And
yeah.
I don't know, but I believe Shannon was his favorite.
And what about the children? Was little John scared of Wolf, which is such a big dog?
No, ma'am. He would get out on the grass and roll on the grass and wrestle and play with and have a big time.
And Caroline liked them too?
Yes, ma'am. She would too. She'd get out there and play and throw a ball out there and they would chase it.
Yes. And someone told me that the president took the Pushenka's puppies up to the Cape once. Was that planned or was that a surprise for the children?
That was a surprise for the children.
And they all went up in the plane with the president?
Yes, ma'am.
And when they arrived, were the children excited?
Yes, ma'am, they were very excited.
And they played with them up there?
Yes, ma'am.
And how long did you stay that time?
So how long did you finally stay at the Cape?
I stayed up there almost a month.
And let's see, that was the time when Mrs. Kennedy lost the baby, so I'm sure that that was nice for the children to have the puppies there.
Yes, ma'am. I stayed on the rest of the month.
Rest of the month.
Mrs. McKinley told me before she went to hospital that while they were at the Cape, that would be the only time that the children would be able to enjoy the puppies, because they came back to the White House while so many social things going on that they wouldn't actually have time to...
Did they play with them often during the day when the president was there on weekends? Did he come to see the puppies or ask to have them brought up?
Yes, ma'am. The president would come in and he'd send word back for Bright to bring his Wolf or Shannon or one of the pups up there, let him see them. He'd get out on the lawn and roll around on the lawn playing with little John and the dogs, little pups, all of them running around. So I had to keep my eyes open so I wouldn't lose all the pups.
I guess so. Did the dogs know any tricks?
Well, Pushinka could climb a ladder up Caroline's playhouse, and she'd get up to the top in this little platform, and then she would slide down the metal chute.
And who taught her that? How'd she learn that?
I taught her that.
Oh, it must have amused the children so much.
Yes, ma'am. They had pictures made of it, moving pictures and stills both, and went to their film library.
I see. And then wasn't Charlie a retriever of sticks and things that were thrown? Did that get to be a problem?
Yes, ma'am. He got so that he would always bring a stick up and drop it at your feet. And if you were sitting down, he'd drop the stick on your lap. And while I was up behind, Mr. President Kennedy saw me throw a ball for Clipper and Charlie and let him chase it. So he came to the window of the dining room and told me he didn't want the dogs to retrieve. So that's all we were doing. He'd bring a stick back and drop it in your lap. And it was kind of aggravating, because that's all they wanted to do.
I could see why it'd be a little bit aggravating. Did the President and Mrs. Kennedy ever take the dogs out for walks themselves when they were here in Washington in the White House?
Yes, ma'am, they did very often. Sometimes I would have the dog out on the lawn letting him play or exercise, and even at night. And they would come down, Kennedy would start hollering for Clipper, and the President would clap his hands for Charlie. And then they would take the dogs for a walk, and they would take him out of the White House grounds and walk around the iron fence all the way around the south and come back in on Pennsylvania Avenue at the Northwest Gate.
And would someone go with them, or would they go by themselves? Or?
Well, they would start walking off by themselves, but it wouldn't be long till the Secret Service car was in behind them and the Secret Service man followed them at a safe distance.
But you'd wait for them till they came back to the White House?
Yes, ma'am. I'd wait so I could just take the dogs and take them back in, because it was their exercise period.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night, it was just raining quite a bit, and they started out, came up, had to walk the dogs, and I don't think the President even had a hat on.
He never did wear one.
No, he didn't.
And then I remember that Clipper, when he first came, was quite a big, obstreperous puppy. Mrs. Kennedy was very interested in having him trained. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, ma'am. She wanted to get Clipper trained, and I think she had a Metropolitan police who put him through a obedience school.
Mm-hmm. And she used to go with him to these
Yes, ma'am. She would take the children and go up there and watch the other police dogs train also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the children got a big kick out of that.
Mm-hmm. And was he changed when he came back? Did it seem to...
Yes, ma'am. It seemed to help him quite a bit.
Was Mrs. Kennedy a considerate and thoughtful person to work for?
Yes, ma'am, she was. After she left the White House, well, she sent me an autographed picture, and I have a copy of her writing, and it said, "To Trafus Bryant, who did so much to make all our days at the White House so happy, by taking such good care of Charlie and Bushenka and her pups, Wolf, Clipper, and Shannon. And she signed it sincerely, Jacqueline Kennedy.